Music right there from Band of Horses. Their latest album is called Mirage Rock, and that was Knock Knock. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromholt, and I am very happy to be joined by our first guests of the evening. I heard from my good friend Todd the Fox. We were at a show one night, and he said, "Oh, you've got to meet my friend Steve McCofka. He's a musician, and he's awesome, and you need to get this guy on the show." So, trusting Todd's opinion as I did, I checked out his music and said, yes, I need to have this guy on the show. And what do you have it? Todd decided to come along too. So I'm going to hand things over to the WYSO Performance Space for some live music by Steve McCofka, joined by Todd the Fox.
One, two, three. I know where I'm going, where the band is rocking and the beer is flowing. I'm not looking for a fight or a one-night stand. I just want to have a beer and listen to the band. So let's keep it simple and keep it light. I'm just looking for some fun tonight. Let's get one thing perfectly clear. I came here for the music and the beer. For the music and the beer. When my work is done and my day is through, I know exactly what I wanna do. Don't want no hassle, don't want no grief. I'm just looking for a little relief. So let's keep it simple and keep it light. I'm just looking for some fun tonight. Let's get one thing perfectly clear. I came here for the music and the beer. For the music and the beer. I came here for the music and the beer. I came here for the music and the beer. I came here for the music and the beer. So let's keep it simple and keep it light. I'm just looking for some fun tonight. Let's get one thing perfectly clear. I came here for the music and the beer. For the music and the snowy day. Just like the snow, I'll soon drift away. The days were fine, the nights were good. Now it's time to go, like I always knew I would. Only a fool would walk away from you. Thing I do. doesn't matter if I go or stay. Seems like I break hearts either way. I'd like to stay, but I've got to go. I'll leave your life on a sunny day. Just like the sunset, I'll soon fade away. When you meet a guy who's a staying kind, give him your heart, get me out of your mind. Only a fool would walk away from you. But that's the kind of foolish thing I do. Doesn't matter if I go or stay. Seems like I break hearts either way. I'd like to stay, but I've got to go. I've got a restless heart and a roping mind, and I'll be that way until I die. I'm sorry I hurt you, but I'm happy we met. I've got remorse, but I've got no regrets. Only a fool would walk away from you. But that's the kind of foolish thing I do. It doesn't matter if I go or stay. Seems like I break hearts either way. I'd like to stay, but I've got to go.
Steve McCofka live in the WISO studios, joined by Todd the Fox. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi. Very happy to have you both here.
You look happy.
I am happy. Good music always makes
me
happy.
I've never seen Juliet not look happy, though.
That's true.
Well, I want to start off and ask you, Steve, you know, you came armed with both a guitar and an accordion. The guitar is kind of obvious, but how did you get into playing the accordion? Because that's always the wild card, if you will.
That is the one. To make a long story short, I decided not to be the first male McCofka for four generations not to play.
Okay.
So I grew up in the 60s, and my dad played, and his father had played, and his grandfather had played, and he played every night. And I went to sleep to accordion music every night that I can remember, pretty much always saying, I will never play the accordion. It was Myron Florin, it was Lawrence Welk, and then we got Urkel, then we got Weird Al, it was not going to do anything to enhance my reputation. You know, keyboards, yes. Guitar, yes. Accordion, no.
I always forget that Steve Urkel played the accordion. I don't know why. Like, I never think of Steve Urkel.
Because it's not that important. Unless you play accordion, yeah.
Weird Al, that's a whole different
thing. Weird Al the years passed, and for my dad's 60th birthday, it's like, okay, I don't want to get him another tie. I don't want to get him more tools. What can I get him that he never, ever thought he would get? And it's like, okay, I'm going to play him a song on accordion.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, I was in Atlanta, living in Atlanta at the time. Not a big accordion town.
Yeah.
So I had to look all over. I finally found an accordion teacher. We lived on the north side of Atlanta. The accordion teacher was way down at the south side. And he was from Russia. Like, the day before I met him, he was from Russia. Spoke no English.
Oh, my.
And all the music that he gave me was in Russian. And he was classically trained.
Wow.
Now, in Russia, the accordion can be played in symphonies and much more popular. So he was classically trained, and he was trying to teach me to play classically.
I was trying to model the style I heard my dad played, which was Western PA, you know, taverns, bars, and clubs, kind of a honky-tonk accordion style. I'm pretty sure he swore at me. I'm not sure, you know, because I couldn't translate, but the nonverbals were kind of expressing some frustration. So I learned one song, played it to my dad for his 60th birthday, and then didn't play again for about 5 years, and ended up in a show, Smoke on the Mountain, and a friend of mine was directing the show. And they cast me as a preacher, which was a role that I figured I could do. And it's like, oh, by the way, the preacher plays accordion at the end.
Weird.
Yeah. So
weird.
Like,
yeah.
So I brought an accordion to practice. And it's just like, is that what I think it is? It's like, yeah, it's a long story. So then I learned to play Charlie Campbell, Oakwood Accordion Band.
Yeah, good friend of YSO.
Those guys taught me how to play and took me from really not being able to play to being able to play reasonably well. And then I met Todd, and that just took the artistry and the music in a whole different direction, because I would we have something called squeeze bombing.
Squeeze bomb!
Yeah, squeeze bomb is when, oh, I guess I'm playing with an accordion player tonight. So the more of the blues and the rock influence came from just sitting in and playing with him and trying to figure out a different style, and just kept going and having fun with it.
The biggest reason Steve and I are friends is because he would show up to my shows, you know, with the whole suitcase and dobro, and, you know, I've got the whole homemade thing going on, and he would show up and say, hey, you got your accordion? He'd say, yep, it's in the car. I said, go get it, or we're rocking tonight. So
what's it been like for both of you to what has the audience reaction been like to see an accordion get up on stage, and how do you see their perception kind of changing when you're playing the type of music that you're playing?
Well, I have heard people in their 20s say, oh, cool, an accordion, which I never thought I would live long enough to hear a sentence like that. But
I think you have the Decembrists to thank for that, honestly.
Well, I mean, it's back.
Yeah.
And who would have predicted, you know, Mellencamp did some, Springsteen did some, and it was kind of floating in the background. And now with the Americana folk blues, people are actually looking for it, and not a lot of people are playing it.
Yeah, that's true. I he's fantastic at it. Yeah, it's one of those. How do you talk about an accordion player? Because it's, I mean that with
everybody,
as much love as I can muster. Come on now. But
what a jerk!
Yeah,
seems like a nice guy, but he plays accordion. You know?
Well, the thing is, Steve not only plays accordion, he also is he's a pretty solid guitar player, and he's a fantastic piano player. Don't let him tell you any different. He's a fantastic, you know, like professional level. Like he should open up his own school teaching piano, but he decides to bring an accordion. So, and that's why that's what's awesome about him, because he picks a difficult instrument and makes it his own. And not only he doesn't fall into, you know, some of these, you know, generic styles, so to speak. He decides to play. What's a boogie-woogie accordion? That's what we called it one night.
Oh, gosh. What are we? Accordion funk.
We have
done accordion
that
funk.
That is true, yeah. It's hard to believe, but yeah. Steve and I, we meet up at open mics and try to squeeze box bomb at the open mics. So you never, they never see it coming, but everyone's always shocked and pleased by the end of it. So
yeah, it's quite a list of people that, oh, would you come play with me? It's like, I've been living my whole life waiting for that question. yes, I will.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you've recorded on some CDs and everything lately, haven't
yep.
you? Yeah, people are like, yeah, I'm doing an album. I'd like some accordion on it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, did you ever think that, you know, both when you decided to learn accordion to play for your dad and then when you took it up again, that you would be connected to so many different local musicians and things like that? I know you've become a part of the open mic scene here. You played as part of a lot of different shows. I keep seeing your name on bills and things like that. Did you think that the accordion would bring you to kind of this place musically?
No, not at all. And I've done quite a few things in the Dayton music scene. Primarily, I'm a vocalist. And so when I wanted to start performing out, I tried out for and made the Dayton Philharmonic Chorus. And that was a wonderful experience, you know, great vocalist performing with the symphony. And but we had a Christmas holiday at home, I think in 2004, and we had the Oakwood Accordion Band on stage with the choir and the symphony. There were 22 accordion players in Santa hats as the grand finale. We just kind of came out and joined the orchestra. And I have to tell the joke on the concertmaster that was there at the time, who's not there anymore. At the end of the show, Neil Gittleman was saying, "Okay, I want you to make your change to your score. We're going to change the last couple measures. Instead of going to this, we're going to go to that. So go ahead and change your music." And Charlie Campbell goes, "Okay, guys, did you get that? Change your music." And I'm not making this up. I heard the concertmaster go, "You guys read music?"
Wow.
Most of some of us, a little. So it's taken me places I never expected to go.
Having interacted and having been in a lot of these different performance situations, you know, performing with the Dayton Phil and being part of the accordion band and doing, you know, musicals and things like that, and then doing, you know, open mics and playing with people like Todd. What's your sense of the community that comes with playing music?
I would not trade Dayton's music scene for any that I'm aware of. There is so much creativity just below the surface. And I think even when, you know, if things are a little economically tough, music, the arts, the creativity comes to the surface, and you hear people doing creative things and creating music and art that, you know, if they were busy working and things were going great, you know, they'd be vacationing at the beach. You know, that's not an option. So, hey, I've got this guitar that's been sitting in the corner I'm going to get that out and start playing it. Then I'm going to go, "Oh, I heard him play it," you know, and then we're always recruiting. It's like, okay, come on. Up on stage, and there's a cross pollination of styles. You know, I've heard things at open mics that you can't name. You just listen to it, and you're just kind of in awe of it. And that has been very good for me to be around, and that gives me the freedom to take this instrument and do different things with it. And some of them work. Occasionally, one or two of them does not. And it's like, okay, but at least we tried. And there's so much energy in Dayton music right now. It's amazing. I love it.
Well, isn't that how you got tapped for the Lost Waltz? Like Steve was the I don't know if you know this, Chile. Steve was the official accordion player for the Lost Waltz. He does the theme and all throughout the show.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You know, here's this giant, you know, 25-piece band over the course of the night, and one guy that everyone knows is the accordion player. Like, what if we got I think my favorite chord is, what if we got Makovsky?
Yeah.
Well, that's almost his name.
Close enough.
Makovsky.
Yeah.
SteveMakovka.com.
Yeah.
How do you take a song or a style or take someone else's song that you're working with and both honor, you know, where the song wants to go and kind of take it and make it your own and make it fit your instrument?
That has actually been a process because last couple of years I've been trying to do, you know, slavishly correct cover songs, you know, try to sound as much like the original as possible. And there's a place for that. But there's a reason you like the songs that you like, and there's what the songwriter meant when he wrote it. There's what the performer meant when he performed it. But then there's what it means to you. And that's what you have to find in a song and then find a way to all instruments have limits. There are things that they do and things that they don't do. And so finding a way to interpret that with your voice and your range and your preferences and your instrument. But that's creativity. You know, I was talking to a group of piano students, and we were talking about how the internet and YouTube has just changed everything musically. And you can now go online and listen to any song that has ever been recorded by anybody. And initially, you feel like there's nothing new to be done. It's all been done. It's all been recorded. It's all been said. But what I told these kids was the one thing that has never existed before is you. and your personality, your talent, your life experience, your context. So you take who you are and what you can do, and then you can resource everything that's ever been done and make it yours. And guess what? You have created something new. And I think that's where a lot of this creativity is coming from. What was that song that we did with Jason? I'm not going to be able to think of it. The wild one with the group, we did it at Rock and Roll Playdate. I'm blanking on it. About the fish, it was – do you know which one I'm talking about yet?
I think
there
was,
goes a narwhal. To,
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of that?
A rock lobster.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I have played accordion on rock lobster.
That's awesome.
That should never have happened, but there were so many creative people working on it. It's like, you want to play accordion? Sure. Okay. So we had accordion on rock lobster.
I hate to say that. I had totally forgotten. There's been so many amazing things happen in the last 10 months that, like, that's – oh, that was that really cool thing that happened 7 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a few images stuck in my mind that I would just as soon forget. But
yeah.
It was an event. Well, and then Last Waltz. Waltz was a product of community, of one person with a dream saying, I've always wanted to do this, and everybody coming alongside saying, hey, we'll help. And it was marvelous.
Can we hear another song?
Sure.
And I know you wanted to give this one a little bit of introduction.
All right. Yes, I have to, because everything that I've got to say about really loving Dayton and loving the music scene, loving the people here, and the fact that this is home and I'm settled in is really quite pleasant. However, in Dayton, there's February. And February in Dayton is just hard to get through. And some of the songwriters that we hang out with, we were having a conversation about sad songs. I mean, really sad songs and putting it out there. You know, as a songwriter, you know you've done your job when somebody hears the song and calls you up and goes, are you okay? You know? Yeah, I'm fine. That's just, you know, that's therapy, putting it out there. So I named the song February in Dayton, just to be more – I love Dayton, but February in Dayton can be a little tough.
Let's take a listen. Steve McCoffka and Todd the Fox, live in the White House Studios.
I woke up this morning still in Dayton, Ohio. It's been Dayton, Ohio for going on 15 years. The snow has fallen, the sun has risen higher. Neither the snow nor the sun give a damn that I'm here. I had some dreams when I came to Dayton, Ohio. I had some plans for some wonderful things I would do. I didn't know this is where dreams come to die. Oh, I didn't know I'd still be missing you. And the Miami River, it twists and it turns on its way out of town. The twists and the turns of life keep me here in a place that keeps bringing me down. I'll wake up tomorrow still in Dayton, Ohio. I'll be alone, but other than that, I'm okay. They say they invented flight in Dayton, Ohio. My wings are broken and I'll never fly away. And the Miami River, it twists and it turns on its way out of town. The twists and the turns of life keep me here in a place that keeps bringing me down. I woke up this morning still in Dayton, Ohio. I'll wake up tomorrow still in Dayton, Ohio. Neither the snow or the sun give a damn that I'm here.
Steve McCofka and Todd the Fox live in the WISO studios. I like that. It was a little sad, but... You know,
it's where, you know, if we have one more cloudy, snowy day,
right?
Come on, spring. That groundhog would not live in Ohio.
It's true.
It would not survive. Somebody would see it crossing the road and just,
yeah, it would not go well for the groundhog around here. Well, in talking about kind of, you know, music as an outlet and things like that. You had sent me a couple of old blogs that you had written about about music and how it's kind of just essential and it's such an important part of life. I know those were older.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sort of belief carry into what you're doing today with, you know, playing out and you've become part of this community? Do you find that sort of thread and belief carrying into, you know, what you're doing these days?
I have found that the music does not go away, you know, and a lot of people think, well, I want to have a career in music, you know, I'm going to be rich and famous and all that stuff. And it's like... You know, I wish you well. Good luck with that. I know some people who are doing it, but very few. And so I think for me, the practical side kind of took over for a while. And it's like, do what you should do. Do what you're supposed to do. The mature, responsible, practical, and all of that. But the music never goes away. It always is looking for expression. And so I think when you have, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a parent, and you see that natural music affinity in a child, you have to nurture it, you know, and either say, okay, when you go to school, yes, study music and do music, but, you know, think about getting a job and all that stuff. But on the other hand, that expression is valuable for the person. It's valuable for the community, for emotional health, mental health, all of those things. You just have to embrace it. And so this is, I guess, my career at this point is, okay, I'm over 50. It's the worst economy for decades. I'm in Dayton, Ohio. Let's quit a stable job and pursue music. You know? what's wrong with that plan? On the other hand, you know, I have people that I haven't seen for a couple of years that are going, you look good. You know, you mm-hmm. look more relaxed or you look happier. And it's like, okay, yeah. And again, the music community here is so affirming at saying, yeah, pursue the passion, do what you love, put it out there. And that's just good for me, good for everybody.
Well, I'm talking about putting it out there. What do you got coming up? Where can people see you live? I know you were at Canal Street last night for co-op.
Well, let me see. What have I got coming up?
You got the Irish band.
Thank you.
Wait, I mean, it's March. So.
That's why. I play in a Celtic band called Sons of Blarney, and we will be at the all-day rock and roll play date Irish. What's the official name? The official names of it's like 20. Anyway, it's at One Eye Jacks. I'm playing at 5:00 there. That's a solo set. Saturday, the National Order of Hibernians have an all-day Celtic festival. We'll be there pretty much all day. And then Sunday night at 9, we'll be at the pub at the Green and doing a full show there. So that's the near future.
So you'll be staying busy with St. Patty's Day.
I love St. Patrick's Day.
how many accordion – no joke, how many bands are you in because of that accordion?
combination of musicians. I have done group things at daycare centers, retirement homes. My dad and I play out at retirement homes. There's a trio called Good Time Accordion Bands. We play Oakwood Accordion Band, I think now is the Dayton Accordion Band, the Celtic Band, you guys, anybody that'll let me on stage.
See, this is why we get along, Julie, out of time.
Yeah, that many people.
What's it like getting to play with your dad these days?
It's marvelous. They just moved into Dayton. Okay, we moved our parents to Dayton. They were living on the – and they're probably listening. So hi, Mom and Dad. But they were living on the side of a mountain in Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, and it was about an eight-hour trip to get there. And we'd been after them for a year to move here. And just having them that close has been very healing. The relationship is growing. It's interesting that we've done the role switch a little bit where, you know, he's got a few finger issues that are slowing him down. You know, I remember Polish polkas are played at bluegrass speed.
Yeah.
And just being a marvel, you know, so he's not doing that. And then because I've been playing more, he's like, okay, you lead and I'll follow you, which is a switch. But it's, you know, something that I never thought would happen. I'm sure he never thought it would happen, and now it's happening.
That's awesome. I love that.
Only took 40 years.
Whatever your dream is and hope, you know, just because it's been 40 years.
It can still happen.
It can still happen, yeah.
Well, you mentioned before that you had been doing some recordings with some other people, and are you planning on doing any albums with the accordion of your own, or is that in the works, thinking about it?
I am planning on it. The art form is still very much in formation. So what I'm doing this month is very different than what I was doing 2 months ago, which is very different from what I was doing a year ago. Now, at some point, I think – both of us need to get in the studio and record.
Watch it. Come
yeah,
on.
Todd.
Come on.
Just saying.
But I don't know, because it's not where I want it to be yet, so I don't want to put it out there. On the other hand, it's nice to get requests for people. When are you going to record? So at the point where I'm content with the product, there's arrangements to get in and do some demo stuff.
You've been singing and playing the accordion for a long time, right?
Just a couple of years. Well, 4 years seriously.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Well,
10 years off and on.
Well, yeah, but like singing and playing the accordion at the same time, like you've been doing that for the whole 4 years, right?
No. About a month.
Wait. What was that switch like to go into?
You know, it's like this bell went off in my head, and I was thinking, I haven't been doing this that long. Yeah, somebody should have said, turn your cell phone off before.
The great thing is silent apparently does not silent alarms.
Yeah. Ah.
But that was to remind me to tune in to listen to you play. So only, I would have been late.
Only in the last month. Normally when I play with the Celtic group, it's mostly right hand because we have a bass player, we have a guitar player filling out the chords, so I just do lead work on the right hand. So standing alone, playing right hand and left hand and singing is a new skill. I can play left hand, right hand, and sing and dance the hokey pokey at the same time, which I'm not going to do here because I'd probably hurt myself. but yeah, that was the start of it. And just getting to the comfort level of I don't have to think about all the pieces. It just kind of flows.
Getting kind of your body and your mind synced up to make it all happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's soon. How about that?
Okay,
that works. We'll be recording soon.
That works. If people want to keep tabs when you do get around to that recording and where they can check you out live, where can they connect with you online?
Friend me on Facebook. I do a lot of activity there, make a lot of connections there. SteveMakofka.com will take you to my Reverb Nation page. There is some music that's available there. It's all guitar-based.
Though
at some point I want to convert all of that over to accordion and guitar ensemble stuff. So SteveMakofka.com or just send me a message on Facebook.
So it's an evolution.
It's in process. Always in process.
I like it. I like it. You know what they say, that whole thing about a rolling stone.
I have heard that. Yes, there is no moss here. Rolling no moss. Oh, no, that's... I don't even speak Spanish. Okay.
Well, guys, can we hear a couple more live ones?
All righty. Next one we're going to do is close. Now, yeah, stay tuned for Repeating Arms because they are phenomenal. I am hanging out here to listen to them just because they are that good. But to wet a little bit of a folk bluegrass, bluegrass on accordion, which again bends the genre just a little bit. This is a song based on a true story. If you live in Centerville for the last year, you may have seen a lost turtle sign on 48. If you're a songwriter, that's really all it takes to launch you into song creation mode. So this is almost every detail of this story is based on actual facts. You can look it up at Daily News if you want to under Lost Turtle and Centerville, but it's called Nike the Turtle. Well, Nike the turtle was a very fast turtle. Nike lived up to his name. One night his owner left the screen door open, and Nike the turtle ran away. He made it through the front yard and out to the road. It only took him half the night. He sat for an hour while the cars whizzed by, just looking to the left and the right. Yeah, Nike the turtle was a very fast turtle. Nike lived up to his name. One night his owner left the screen door open, and Nike the turtle ran away. Take it, Todd. It was just about daybreak when he started cross the road. By nine he had no place to hide. When an elderly man in an old pickup truck stopped and gave Nike a ride. Yeah, Nike the turtle is a very fast turtle. Nike lived up to his name. One night his owner left the screen door open, and Nike the turtle ran away. Now Nike's owner panicked when she found out he was missing. She got a pet detective on the phone. She put up a sign and a big old reward, all to bring her sweet baby home. Gonna bring her sweet baby home. Gonna bring her sweet baby home. She put up a sign and a big old reward, all to bring her sweet baby home. The word got around to the man in the pickup. He brought Nike back for the reward. But every night when his owner goes to sleep, old Nike keeps his eye on that door. 'Cause Nike the turtle is a very fast turtle. Nike lived up to his name. One night his owner left the screen door open, and Nike the turtle ran away. Yeah, one night his owner left the screen door open, and Nike the turtle ran away. One more. All righty. One of the things about, I don't know if it's all musicians or if it's just me, we had the song Only a Fool, which is about leaving. We had the song about Dayton, which is like being discontent and depressed and all of that stuff. So we got one more song in that genre about You know, I'm married, I've got four kids, and I think sometimes they look at me and like, okay, what's it going to take? You know, when are you going to be happy? Is it ever going to be enough? Well, I figured out what it'll take to make me happy. And it became a song. All I need is something more, something different, and something else. The guitar that I play is good enough for any day, but there's one that I want more sitting at the music store. And the car that I drive gets me home alive, but a nicer, newer one has caught my eye. Well, I've tried and I've tried to be more satisfied. All I can say in my defense, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. If I'm honest with myself, all I need up on my shelf is something more, something different, something else. I guess I can't complain. I've seen fire and I've seen rain, but my life is not that bad. I should be happy with what I have, but all my money gets spent feeding my discontent. And when it's gone, I never know where it went. Well, I've tried and I've tried to be more satisfied. All I can say in my defense, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. If I'm honest with myself, all I need up on my shelf is something more, something different, something else. All I need is something more, something different, something else.
Steve McCafka and Todd the Fox live in the WYSO studios. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure to see you.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Check these guys out. I've got info on where you can track them down online on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Details on some of the gigs that they talked about, including the rock and roll play date, all day St. Patty's Day event. And we've even got details on Nike the Turtle. I have to give a shout out to Lisa Bunny for finding that and sending it to me.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you both so much. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've got more live music coming your way a little later on, so stay tuned. We're going to have the Repeating Arms coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But first, let's hear some music from Ben Folds 5.